Good to see the people still here after the party yesterday evening. Hope you enjoyed the party. I was there only for a little while. This will be my last session this week. I had 9 appearances. And it's not even over for me yet. But join Windows Azure in 5 easy steps. I have this short presentation set up just to go through the basics of Azure Domain Join. By the way, my name is Raymond Convalius. I'm from the Netherlands. I see a couple of Dutch people here in the room. Good to see you here. Goedemorgen. I'm an architect and consultant and trainer in the Netherlands, and usually I help organizations to move to the next generation with Microsoft technology. And I'm here now for Azure Domain Join. So why would you do an Azure Domain Join? We've always joined our Windows systems to Active Directory. And now there is this new option of joining to Azure in the cloud. So why would you do that? Well, I think the main reason to do it maybe will be, at least, conditional access. You will be storing your resources somewhere in the cloud someday, and you want to have it properly secured. And I think one of the ways to do that is by using conditional access, requiring access only from your trusted devices or compliant devices. And it's being implemented by Microsoft currently. It's growing, and I've seen some demos on Intune and with Outlook and Office 365. And that's really the main reason, I think, for moving your systems into the cloud and joining Azure Active Directory. Another good reason is single sign-on, making sure that your users have easy access to their resources in the cloud, do not have to log on again. Another one is mobile device management registration that you can just integrate with your Azure AD Join. And enterprise state roaming, that's a feature I've been presenting on yesterday and the day before, wildly successful, at least popular, means that you can store, roam your settings to a location in the cloud so that your other systems pick up your settings, your system settings, and your application settings from this central location in the cloud. Now, I said it's 5 easy steps. First one, you have to create your tenant in Azure. I hope a lot of you have already have a tenant in Azure, as you have Office 365 or Intune already set up. Then you enable device registration, which means that your clients must be able to register in the cloud. If you're using your own domain, which you probably will do, is that you have to register at least one single DNS record. Then make sure you have your user set up in the cloud, and then join Azure AD. Now, first of all, there is the need to require to create your own tenant in the cloud. So Office 365 is probably the first step that you'll do, or create an EMS trial, or at least do something from the Azure portal. Now, the easiest way probably is described in this blog from Simon May, where he shows you a couple of links to start your own trials for Office 365 and EMS. If you use this blog, it will take you, I think, no longer than 30 minutes to be completely set up without a credit card. All you need is a phone number. And this phone number will be used to call you from the Azure team. So be prepared, you will receive a call from the Azure team within a week. And they will ask you if they can help you with it. Otherwise, it's really easy. Set it up, and you're all ready to go. And when you're ready to go, first thing you do is go to the Azure portal. And in the Azure portal, you can tell which of your users are capable of joining your systems to Azure AD. And if you selected the users that are able to do that, you can also define who will be the additional administrators on your Azure AD joint Windows 10 systems. Another thing that you can define here is if you require multi-factor authentication, and multi-factor authentication probably means that your users will get like a phone call or are required to access an extra code when they want to register in Azure AD. And then you can tell how many devices each user will be able to add to Azure AD. Microsoft set this up the way they initially set it up with Active Directory on-prem. That also was set up in a way that every user was able to join Active Directory. Nobody did that except Microsoft. Well, I think this is kind of the same thing. You can enable everyone to join Azure AD. Probably you don't want everyone to do it, but still, it is an option. And if you are the one who joins Active Directory, you will become the local administrator of that system that is joined to Azure Active Directory. Then you can integrate Intune enrollment with your Azure AD join. And this is also only one setting because Microsoft has pre-populated all the URLs for joining Intune. And if you have an Intune tenant, then all you have to do for the Intune tenant is tell who is authorized to join, to register your devices in Intune. Like AirWatch. I have no idea. Okay. But it's absolutely a good question. It's also a question of mine, but I haven't seen how other vendors have integrated their offering into joining Azure Active Directory. Microsoft, yes, they have this portal and they integrate it in their portal. And I don't know how AirWatch or other vendors have integrated this in their offering. Now, to be able to join from your own DNS domain, you only require actually one DNS entry. If you are setting up Office 365 and everything else, you are requested to create many more DNS records, of course. But this is the one that is required to do an Azure domain join and actually register in Azure Active Directory. Now, to enable your users to do this, they must have a Cloud ID. Having a Cloud ID means that you have to have users in Azure Active Directory. There are a couple of ways to do that. You can use AD Sync if you have your local Active Directory and synchronize it with the cloud, with Azure AD Connect. That's probably the way to go. Otherwise, you can create your own users in Azure Active Directory. And just be sure that you know that this user that is joining the system to Azure Active Directory will also be the local administrator. And if the system is joined to the domain, to the Azure Active Directory, then other users with an account in Azure Active Directory will be able to log on to their system, and they will not be required to be local administrator, of course. So if you join, there are actually two ways to join. There's joining from the out-of-the-box experience, and there is joining when you are already logged on to Windows 10. Logging on from the out-of-the-box experience means that you get a new box, and the new box asks, is this your system or is this a system of your company? And would you like to join Azure Active Directory from the start? Well, that's the way you have a system that is like initially joined in Azure Active Directory and will be capable of doing everything from the cloud. Otherwise, you have an already running system logged on as a local user or with your Microsoft account, and then you can create like an additional logon to the system when joining it into Azure Active Directory. And then it's kind of a secondary logon. So how does it work in practice? In practice, it's like this. You get the question during out-of-the-box experience. The question will be, well, is this your PC or is this the PC of your company? And if it is the PC of your company, you can sign in with your Azure ID. And when you're signed in with your Azure ID, you may be requested for the multi-factor authentication. And then depending on the policy that you have applied from MDM or from Intune, you will be requested for a PIN. The other option is here in your settings. If you're in your settings, you can say, well, I like to connect my system to the cloud. And when connecting to the cloud, you create a secondary logon to the system, which actually is kind of the same wizard that you're going through. You log on, you get your multi-factor authentication, you log on, you create your PIN when necessary, and then you have a secondary logon and can both use your Microsoft account and your Azure ID, for instance, to log on to make use of your system. Now, there's a number of considerations and things that you have to think of here. So are you going to join your existing systems to the cloud? Well, there is actually a third option. And the third option is if you already have systems that are in Active Directory and you like to have them like Azure domain joined, there is an option that you enable this group policy setting. I didn't create a screenshot of that. There is a group policy setting that says register this system into Azure Active Directory. And that's like having your system both joined into the local Active Directory and registered in Azure Active Directory. That's also a requirement if you like to do conditional access from locally joined devices in Azure Active Directory. Now, there is a number of considerations here that you have to think of when you plan to join. If you're greenfield, well, then it's kind of easy. You start from scratch, you have no systems at all, you have no Active Directory, then maybe it's a nice idea to start doing this from the start with Azure Active Directory. I'm not sure how valid it is nowadays, but at least Microsoft is getting a real ecosystem now for systems that are joined into Azure Active Directory from the start. So will you federate or not? Well, if you already have Active Directory on-prem, then federation, I think it's just the logical step and the logical thing to do. But will you use ADFS or will you use will you synchronize your passwords into Azure Active Directory? That's a big question for especially the smaller companies. Larger companies will always use ADFS by authenticating their users on-prem always. Smaller companies, well, you may think about it twice because it's a nice idea to have all your users logged on-prem in your Active Directory, but what if your ADFS is not available? That also means that your resource in the cloud will not be available for those users. Then there's the question, who will be joining Azure Active Directory? Will those be the users themselves, or will you have administrators running around to do the Azure AD join? One part is actually missing currently from Windows 10. That's that you cannot currently automate the step to join to Azure Active Directory. There is no PowerShell script to do that yet. I hope it will be there one day, but until today, it's a manual step joining Azure Active Directory, unless you use the registry key in Active Directory to do the registration on the back end. Other things to consider, what will be the conditions for joining the cloud? Will you do multi-factor authentication? That's one of those things. And another thing is that I showed you in my screenshot that when you join Azure Active Directory, you will be requested to provide a PIN. Well, I was like in a nice discussion with the security department of one of my clients just a few weeks ago. And I was asking them, well, do you have a password policy? And they said, yes, of course we have a password policy. It's like, 10 characters and you must have uppercase, lowercase, everything. Okay, cool. And I said, do you have a PIN policy? Well, that was something they didn't think about yet. So some companies have thought of PIN policies for their phones. That's a nice, good thing to have. But you also have to think about PIN policies for your Windows 10 devices. So, and otherwise, yes, what policies will be in effect? So that's really about those things. And last but not least, Azure AD Premium or EMS. It's not only about joining Azure Activity, it's also about what subscriptions do you take? What will you be adding? What possibilities do you need? For instance, I was talking about enterprise state roaming. This is an option that you will only get when you have Azure AD Premium. So if you're planning to do stuff like that, it's not only Office 365, it's extending your subscription with extra options. So I was already saying, have a look at the blog of Simon May. He has a nice overview of what you can do. He's also referring to videos, he's referring to a lab. Unfortunately, the lab is no longer available, but I assure you that it's quite easy to get started. And if you are getting started, well, then it's actually fun to do Azure AD join and see how things work. If you have any more questions, this is the end of this session, and please fill out the evaluation. I will be here for at least for a half an hour, and then thank you very much for being here. I hope you enjoyed the conference. I did. And hopefully, I'll see you again next year. Thank you.